This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show! Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. I don't know that I've ever been more excited for a show. And you want to know why I've never been more excited for a show? No, it's not because Buck Sexton's coming up at an hour and a half from now. That'll just be painful. I'm kidding. Buck is my buddy. He's going to come on and talk to us about the psychology of actually something we're about to discuss here in a moment. But here's why. Because we're going to be all over the place. There's an Islamic call to prayer in New York. New Yorkers are upset, okay? We'll talk about these communists burrowing their way into the government. I might get to 1,000 emails. Everyone knows that's a lie, but I can say whatever I want. It's my radio show. The far left trying to cancel elections. No big surprise there. There's a reptile smuggling industry, and I went in. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin here. And it's going to be a little bit ugly. Really, a little dark here for a moment. But there's a purpose for this. We have to understand our enemy, the why. Because it could be so hard to understand why. We just had another tranny shooter. I'm not going to go into the details. I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to talk about the specific incident, but I have so many emails like this one with the subject line, another day, another tranny shooter. Okay. You can go read about the story yourself. I don't do mass shooting radio. I'm setting it aside, but we do need to discuss something. I have brought up this subject before on the show. We'll talk about it again because it's the greatest example I've ever seen of breaking a mind and why. In the Soviet Union, after the Soviet Union got itself established, hey, we're a communist nation. We are going to spread our communism as far and wide as humanly possible. Remember that communism was never supposed to be for a particular country. In fact, it always was intended to supersede nations. Always. It was supposed to be workers of the world unite. That's why you'll see to this day, AOC and other communists will go to the world stage and talk about internationalism or globalism or the global elites. Why are they so obsessed with this concept of something beyond a country? Because they're communists and that's how communists think. So that sphere of communism was never going to stay in what was formerly Russia. It was always going to spread as far and wide as possible. Places like China, Vietnam, Cambodia, you know the story. But a story most people don't know because it's not a major country and frankly has never really been a major country is the story of Romania. Communism came to Romania. Romania had a very, very, very strong Catholic church. There was a real Christianity strain in Romania. And the communists went about stomping it, doing what they do. You know, all the same stuff they normally do. The priests, they can't co-op, they kill them, all the horrible stuff. You know all this. But after they got done killing and co-opting all the Christians they possibly could, they were left with this group of hardcores. Now, pause. Remember that the Soviet Union, they really reigned over almost all of these communist countries. They reigned, frankly, supreme. Yes, East Germany had its own government and they had disagreements, and Hungary had its own government and they did have disagreements, and countries like Romania, but you could only exist as Romania with the blessing of the Soviet Union. Now, what does that mean, blessing, also? I don't want to just breeze past how nations are built, how nations are maintained. Well, if you're Romania, how much industry do you actually have? How much of a military do you actually have? Do you actually have capital coming in? Do you have money to provide? You need some help from time to time. You need a benefactor. You need somebody on the other end of a telephone you can call and say, hey, we have a budget shortfall of about 20 million this year. If we don't get that 20 million in, we're not going to be able to continue this communist experiment here in Romania. We can't buy a single rifle for the army. Government salaries won't be paid. The people are going to go hungry. You got 20 million for us, Soviet Union? And by the way, shipment of grain wouldn't hurt. People are getting a little skinny over here. And the Soviet Union steps in and says, sure, sure, sure. But as in all forms of colonialism, there has to be a give and a take, you see. The Soviets viewed a country like Romania as a wonderful place to experiment with communism. Remember, as communism was getting entrenched in the Soviet Union, they really they wanted to know, what could they do? What couldn't they do? What can we get away with? What can't we get away with? What will work on the minds of the people? What will not work? Can you push this too far? There was always this probing of the lines, this feeling out process. Now, back to Romania. You have this group of Christian hardcores, and they just won't give up Jesus. You have beaten them. You have threatened them. You've killed their family members. You've tried to bribe them. You've done everything you can do. It was young men, by the way. But there's this young, mostly young, young is a relative term. There's this young, hardcore, testosterone-filled group of Jesus freaks, and they just won't give it up. So the Soviet Union had an idea. I shudder to think of how dark the human being was who thought of this. Nevertheless, they're communists. It is of the devil, so we probably know the source. The idea was this. Let's take a school and convert it into a prison. Now, this is Romania. It's not widely publicized. Who's even going to know? This is Petest Prison. If you look at it, it'll look like Petesti, P-I-S-T, whatever. It'll look like Petesti, but it's pronounced Petest Prison, and I'm sure that's not accurate. Don't email me. You're Romanian. I don't care. And the idea was this. Can we take the people who cannot be broken and break them? We've done everything we can do. We can only murder so many. We can only threaten so much. Is it possible to break them? Now, pause. That might bring up a question in your mind. They already knew torture. Torture was just second nature to the communists, all the way back to their very first secret police agency, which would, of course, later become the KGB, which you know about. But the very first secret police agency they had was known as the Cheka. That's why I refer to the FBI as the Cheka, because they really are. This is the first version of our evil secret state police agency that should be eliminated, but that's another story. The Cheka, they were famous for just experimenting with torture. Hey, what if we took a guy, real cold here in Russia, What if we just put him outside and sprayed him down with water? Would he break right away? How long does it take him to die? What if we drilled a bunch of nails into this wooden barrel, you know, a big wooden barrel, and then we put somebody in it and then rolled them down a hill in the barrel? Is that enough torment to break them, to get what we want out of them? I won't get into everything because maybe you're eating dinner. Maybe your children are here, but they'd peel the skin off your hands and then put it back on them. I forget what kind of gloves they called it. They did it so often, it had its own name. These were people who were wonderful at administering pain. They loved administering pain. It was a hobby for them to administer pain, to break people, to hurt people. So if you're already a master at hurting people, and you've done it all the time and everywhere you've gone, torture in the Soviet Union was second nature. They're burying people alive. What in the world are you going to do in this place called Podesta Prison that is any different than that? How could it be different? What's worse than peeling the skin off of somebody's hand? Well, there's another part of it. There's a psychological part of it. They felt like they were missing, and they felt that there was an opportunity there. If you want to really understand the tranny movement and why America's communists embrace it, buckle up. We'll finish on this in just a moment. Let me read you a headline real quick, though. This is from the New York Post. Conduent data breach exposed 25 million Americans. Why do I read a headline like this every day? I know you do too. Why is there always a data breach? This one was a ransomware attack. Why are they constantly finding new ways to get your data? What's in it for them? Your money. They want to steal your information, your name, your address, your social security number, and with that information, they will wipe out your bank account. They will take loans, plural, out in your name. And you, of course, don't know until the day your banker calls and says, you ever planning on paying these loans back? Hey, is there a reason you emptied out your checking account yesterday? How would you ever know? Well, unless you have LifeLock, you don't know. You're just waiting for it to happen to you. Your data is out there. LifeLock will protect you, have been protecting Americans for years. And if the bad guys get you, they'll make you whole again. They'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Join now. You save up to 40% off your first year with the promo code Jesse. 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Jesse. LifeLock.com, promo code Jesse. Don't wait until it happens. Then it's too late. Terms apply. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you're just now joining us, it's a little dark. I know we had another tranny shooter. It seems to be every day. There's some tranny losing his mind. It's killing people. So we're rewinding and talk a little bit about the Soviet experiment in Romania, the experiment of Podesta Prison. This group of Christian hardcores you've tortured, you've killed, you've threatened, and they won't break. You know how to hurt people physically. You know how to make people beg for mercy, beg for death. And yet you can't get these people to break. So what's the element you're missing? What is it? Can't burn them. You can't skin them. What is the element you're missing? Well, the mind, you see. Can you break the mind as well as the body? These Jesus freaks won't give up Jesus. So what do people fear? Almost everybody. What do they fear the most? It's one of the things that probably occupies your mind. It occupies mine. I'm sure it's Chris's, that everybody. Humiliation. People dread being humiliated. Why are most people afraid to speak in front of people? The thought of embarrassing yourself, being humiliated. Why are you worried about your pants falling down? Why do you worry? the thought of being embarrassed, humiliated, degraded. Can you make somebody do something so degrading? Accuse them of doing things so degrading, call them names so degrading that you can finally break them in ways the hammer never actually could. Pause for a moment. Have you ever once encountered in your life a communist, maybe you encountered them online or maybe in real life, who said something? I'm going to try to be very PG about this again because it's a family show, who said something sexually degrading to you, or about someone on the right. If you're a woman, maybe they made a disparaging reference about your promiscuity. If you're a man, maybe they made a disparaging reference about, let's say, your manhood or something like that. I know you've seen it. I asked the question. It's a ridiculous question because I know you've already seen it. Why, though? Why is that a thing? Well, to degrade somebody in that way affects the soul of a human being, and it can break the mind of a human being. Did you know there's a reason cult leaders so often do this? It's not just for their own personal enjoyment. How many cult leaders, from Jim Jones, David Koresh, I could sit here and name them. How many cult leaders do we find out after the fact have done terrible things with the cult members, forced them into doing terrible things? Because if I can break you in that way, degrade you in that way, there is a chance I can own you. Now, in Podest Prison, I've told you before about the endless beatings, but that's standard. I've told you before that they would have a guard stand over you as you slept. The guard had a baton in his hands. You were forced to sleep on your back, and if you moved in your sleep, and who doesn't, the guard would smash your shins with the baton, so you don't even ever get to rest. But it got so much deeper and darker than that. How could Alexander Solzhenitsyn, a former guest of the Soviet gulags, call Podest Prison the worst place in the history of the world? Well, they would gather these young Jesus freaks, people who just love Jesus and would not waver. They would gather them, and I will not get into too many specifics here just because it's too horrible. I cannot, and I don't even want to encourage you to look into it. They would gather them in a group, and they would force them to essentially act out a play that involved Jesus and sexual degradation like you can't even possibly imagine. They even had them dress up like Jesus. Now, what does any of this have to do with tranny stuff and what's going on today? Well, I'm about to explain that, but the Soviet communists in Romania, and obviously the Romanian communists were complicit in this, they figured something out, or at least they thought they did. If you run up against somebody, anything, any entity, that just basic pain or basic threats, imprisonment, if the normal tactics you use don't work, if you can't hurt them in this way or that way, well, have you tried simply degrading their soul, dirtying up their soul to the point where they break? That is the idea behind the transsexual movement in the United States of America. And if you want to know why these people are popping off, it seems like every other day, and killing people, killing school kids, killing family members, killing everyone they can get their hands on, we'll dig into that a bit further in a moment, and then we'll move on, talk about other stuff. I want to do emails and other things. Before we do that, let's do something else. Let's save you a little bit of money. I don't expect you to be Chris, but I know you like to save money. And I know that if you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, that you get sticker shocked with your cell phone bill. I know that. Everyone does. I used to be mortified, especially when we have Verizon. I was mortified. That's why we switched to T-Mobile, trying to save money. And even then, I was shocked. And the day we switched to Pure Talk, all four of us, I thought it was a misprint. When I got my bill, I thought they underbilled me and screwed up somehow. For four lines, our bill got cut in half. $25 a month for unlimited talk and text with tons of data? If for no other reason, switch your cell phone plan to Pure Talk to save friggin' money. And it's easy. You get to speak to an American. All you have to do is pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That's it. Anyone can do that. #250. Say Jesse Kelly. You're 10 minutes away from saving a fortune. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Tuesday. Now let's finish up our little talk here. We're in the middle of an epidemic of tranny shooters, of these people who have undergone terrible things, which we're about to mention. And they very clearly are all of them suicidal. They're ready to leave this world. And instead of committing just normal suicide, which in and of itself is just horrible, like demons, they decide they want to hurt and kill as many people as humanly possible on the way out. And that, of course, prompts people. You're asking the question. I'm asking the question, why is this happening? How did this happen? How did we get here? Well, let's discuss it then. You see, the Democrat Party, communism, I'll make it about communism, but it's the Democrat Party that drives these things, and it's Democrats in the medical field, in the university sector, in Hollywood. It's the Democrat Party that pushes these things. Let's just be honest about it. It is. It's an evil, demonic party. The Democrat Party, they thrive on the scum of society. They only exist because of the scum of society. I've brought up this experiment, this thought experiment before many times, but I'll continue to bring it up. If I put a man or a woman in front of you and I said, this person is happy, this person plays sports, this person is married, this person has children, this person has a good job, this person goes to church on Sunday, this person goes to see their mother every weekend, and I asked you if that person is a Republican or a Democrat, you would obviously say, well, that person's probably a Republican, obviously, and vice versa. If I took some El Salvador gang member who's raped 15 women and I asked you who he's going to vote for next election illegally, you would 100% know who he's going to vote for. If I took any bottom barrel loser in this society and I put that person in front of you and I asked you who that person was going to vote for, you would understand that that is going to be the Democrat base. Well, you know who understands that better than anyone else? Democrats. Democrats understand that. And Democrats are always after this, just like any people seeking power. They're always after a reliable voting base that will never leave them and that will fight as hard as humanly possible for them. Now, foreigners are wonderful for that. You can bribe them. Sounds good. The black community has been great for that in America. 90, 92% Democrat, but starting to lose a handle on them. Black men are starting to turn things around. Okay, so they're proving to be a little bit of a problem. Feminists, I mean, you never know. She may lose a bunch of weight and find a boyfriend. Then you're not going to have her anymore. You know, but how do I create, if I'm an evil communist, if I'm a Democrat in the United States of America, how can I create the person who will never leave me? Because they pretty much can't. Well, what if I could take you in, no matter your age? I'm not going to do the lame GOP thing. It's just the kids at any age. This stuff is sick and evil and wrong. What if I can convince you that the body God gave you is wrong? There's been a mistake somehow. What if I can convince you of that? And then, I mean, that's just step one. I'll take it a few steps further. Hey, you were born in the wrong body. Why don't you let me chop some things off? I'll bring you in. I'm a doctor, after all. I'll bring you in. We'll chop this off. We'll form some sort of meat sack thing, and we'll attach this here. Just let me cut here and add there and play Mr. Potato Head with you for a couple hours. Then when you're done, you'll be in the right body. Now, it took a long time of grooming your mind to get you to the point where you'll let me do that. But if you take that final step, if I can get you to take that final step where you have chopped off your sexual organs, I have degraded you to the point where you have chopped off vital parts of your body God gave you. I am not saying there's no coming back, because there are wonderful people out there who have woken up and they have heartbreaking tales to tell. But for most people, you wake up one day, you're a man, and you look down and a doctor chopped your penis off. Where do you go from there? You're already mixed up, messed up, confused, almost undoubtedly attacked by demonic possession. What are your options? Where can you possibly go from there? Now, we take this widespread delusion where Democrats and, like I said, Hollywood, social media, the university system, the medical system loudly screamed for a few years. There were a few years there where this stuff was the only acceptable thought, the only acceptable thought out there. No, affirm me. No, affirm me. I am a woman now.
No, I am a man now. My name's Trina. Don't you see? They built me an Adam's apple.
Now do this. Now have society, all of society that once was affirming this insanity you're going through, have all of society one day say, you know what? Whew. That was a bit of an ugly phase, right? Hey, guys, let's move on. Now, sorry you went through that. Maybe that was a little bit wrong. Let's just forget it and move on. Now, you, me, I'm totally ready to forget it and move on. Aren't you? Aren't you ready to never have this discussion again? It's gross. It's weird. It makes people feel icky. I can't wait to never talk about this ever again. Did you chop your breasts off? Did you chop your penis off? What is that moment like when the society who affirmed every bad decision you've ever made for years one day wakes up from its demonic slumber and says, all right, guys, we're done with that weirdness. Let's move on. What's going through your mind at that point in time? You want to know why these people have diaries that paint themselves as demons? Why they show up at Christian schools to kill kids? How a father could kill his own wife and children? Think about that. A father is meant to die for his wife and children if need be. A father is meant to kill for his wife and children if need be. I would kill the entire world for my wife and kids without hesitation. Without hesitation. But you broke these people down to their very soul. And then one day, society decided to pack it up and pack it in and move on. And they can't move on. They're looking down at themselves. They're looking at a twisted freak in the mirror. And they think, I can't ever go back. What the Democrat Party did, doctors participated in it, by the way. Psychiatrists participated in it. The university system, Hollywood participated in it. It is one of the darkest evils. It is on par with anything Dr. Mengele did in the death camps of the Nazi regime without question. And yet it was universally accepted and pushed onto the masses. And now that you've broken all these people, you're having some that want to take people out on the way out. Friggin' ugly, but that's where we are. I feel gross. Let's do emails next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We have Buck Sexton coming up halfway through next hour. Other than that, it's just you and me hanging out. I'm moving off the dark stuff, but it is dark, and I will tell you, it's one final thing. What can I do? What can I do? Because we'd like to try to make sure we always follow up these things with something you can do. First, please get something to protect yourself. There are very, very crazy people in our society, all over our society, created by other evil people in our society. And you don't have any idea when and if that person may snap and try to hurt you or someone you love. I want to encourage you again to train with a firearm. If that makes you uncomfortable, I get it. I'm not making fun of you. I never would. People have different upbringings, different level of comfort when it comes to guns. No matter where you are, you have gun ranges. Gun ranges where you can get instruction. Safety first. Take a safety class first. They probably have them free in your area. If not, they don't cost much. Then you can get lessons from a professional in a controlled environment. You will learn that it's not going to fly off the handle and kill you, that you are in control. You can't imagine the peace of mind that comes with carrying something on you that will stop a bad man from hurting you. The peace of mind that comes with that. I've told you this story before. When this was in our minivan era. Yes, I had one. Don't make fun of me. We had two little kids. We had the Honda, why can't I think of it now? That Honda minivan that everyone else gets. It was affordable. The gas mileage is great. We had a minivan. And we moved to Houston. And, well, not Houston proper, but we went up into Houston proper. And Houston can be a very dangerous place in the wrong part of town. We go into this parking garage. I think we were taking our kids to the aquarium here. They have a good aquarium. Taking our kids to the aquarium, you know, doing the family thing. My wife gets out of the van in this parking garage. She gets out of the van. She opens up the sliding doors to get the kids out. I'm still in the car. I don't know what I was doing, messing with my phone, something. And I hear her say something to someone behind the van. I get out immediately, and I walk back. And there's some shady-looking dude of a pretty good size, 20 feet from the van, was very clearly coming right at her. Now, was my adrenaline up? Sure. I had a great deal of confidence in that situation. And I spoke to him with that degree of confidence and told him, it's really important that you move on right now. Now, what would I have done? Am I tougher than him? I have no idea. I wasn't going to find out. I was going to put two in his chest and one in his nose, and my family was going to be safe. You can have that confidence too. You've got to work for it. Got to train for it. All right? All right. Let's move on from that. Oh, and one other thing. We do need to pray for these people. They do need our prayers. They are going through something, have gone through something terrible. And look, nobody sets aside a minute, and I'm not going to act like I do, but I need to. No one sets aside a minute in their prayer life to pray for trannies. It's just not something that you'll pray for your country or your kids or the community or something like that. But how much time have you spent praying for trannies? Let me go ahead and give it away. I've spent about zero time. That's not good, is it? Those are people who need our prayers. All right, let's do some email. Oracle, I know the easy... Jesse Jackson died today. I know the easy emotion can enter the mind when you hear of a race communist that's wrought more havoc to our nation meeting their end, but we have the burden of understanding how the communist mind works. There was a point in his life when the communist devil promised easy wealth and notoriety, probably at a young age. From a historical perspective, was there any positive moment in Jesse Jackson's life or a turning point in his career? Thanks. I don't know. I did hear Jesse Jackson died, and as you're probably aware if you listen to this show regularly, I don't really talk about it when famous people die. I'm not close to a lot of famous people, so it doesn't really mean much to me. I know that sounds really cold, but even people I like, who I generally like, if I don't know them, it doesn't move me just because someone famous dies. Like Robert Duvall died yesterday. I of course saw the news, but I don't do celebrity news, and I didn't know Robert Duvall. I heard he was a wonderful man, but I never even mentioned it last night because I'm not moved by that. And another thing is when someone I dislike, when they die, I don't talk about that either. Why? Well, if it's somebody that I think might be having a rough go of it in the afterlife, they don't need any help from me piling it on. I mean, I can't do anything to help you. I can't do anything to hurt you. I'll only say this. I've mentioned many times before the communist co-opt of churches in this country, which has taken many forms. It might be some lesbian pastor in Boston flying a tranny flag in front of the building. It might be some effeminate young white pastor wearing skinny jeans in suburban America who preaches about turning the other cheek every Sunday. It might be the black church in the country, not all of them, but this black liberation theology churches where you get some idiot communist reverend up there and everyone knows Jesus wanted you to vote Democrat. And it's all deeply, deeply evil to turn the word of God into a political prop for communism is something that's very, very evil. And if you have done that in your life without repentance, and I don't have any idea what Jesse Jackson's personal life was or spiritual life was, if you have done that without repentance, whew, like I said, you don't need any help from me whatsoever or hurt from me. The hurt will come. All right, we're going to talk about another communist who seems to have burrowed his way into the government, and we still haven't been able to get him out quite yet. That's coming up next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.